ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 20 एंटाइटल्ड द डायनेस्टी ऑफ पुरु टेक्स्ट 28 मृगाच्छुक्लदत्त कृष्णां हिरण्येन परिवृतां अदात् कर्मणि मश्नारे नियुतानि चतुर्दश। ट्रांसलेशन: व्हेन महाराज भरत परफॉर्म द सैक्रिफाइस नोन एज मश्नार or a sacrifice in the place known as Mashnara, he gave in charity 14 lakhs of elephants, excellent elephants, with white tusks and black bodies, completely covered with golden ornaments. There is no purport, so we'll go ahead till there is a purport. Bharatasya mahat karma na purve na pare nripa नैवापुर्नैव प्रप्स्यन्ति बाहुभ्यां त्रिदिवं यथा। As one cannot approach the heavenly planets simply by the strength of his arms, for who can touch the heavenly planets with his hands? One cannot imitate the wonderful activities of Maharaj Bharat. No one could perform such activities in the past, nor will anyone be able to do so in the future. Kiratahunan yavanan paundran kankan khashakchakan abranhya nrpash chahan mlechan digvijaye khilan. When Maharaj Bharat was on tour, he defeated or killed all the kiratas, hunas, yavanas, Paundras, Kankas, Khasas, Shakas, and the kings who were opposed to the Vedic principles of Brahminical culture. Jitva pura sura devam ye rasaukam si bhejire devastriyo rasam nitaha prani bhihi punaraharat. Formerly, after conquering the demigods, all the demons had taken shelter in the lower planetary systems known as Rasatala and had brought all the wives and daughters of the demigods there also. Maharaj Bharat, however, rescued all these women along with their associates from the clutches of the demons and he returned them to the demigods. Sarvan Kaman दुदुहतुहु प्रजानां तस्य रोदसी समस्त्रिण वसाहस्त्री दिक्षु चक्रमवर्तय। महाराज भरत प्रोवाइडेड ऑल नेसेसिटीज फॉर हिज सब्जेक्ट्स बोथ ऑन दिस अर्थ एंड इन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स फॉर 27,000 ईयर्स। ही सर्क्युलेटेड हिज ऑर्डर्स एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड हिज सोल्जर्स इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस। ससम्राट लोकपालाख्यम ऐश्वर्यम अधिराट श्रियम चक्रम चास्य खलित चास्खलितम प्राणान मृषेत्युपपरामः। As ruler of the entire universe, Emperor Bharat had the opulences of a great kingdom and unconquerable soldiers. His sons and family had seemed to him to be his entire life. But finally, he thought of all this as an impediment to spiritual advancement, and therefore he ceased from enjoying it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Bharat had incomparable opulence in sovereignty, soldiers, sons, daughters and everything for material enjoyment. But when he realized that all such material opulences were useless for spiritual advancement, he retired from material enjoyment. The Vedic civilization enjoins that after a certain age, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Bharat, one should cease to enjoy material opulences and should take the order of Vanaprastha. Specifically pray to Srila Jayadvait Swami Maharaj today, because there is a note here which we have ultimately sanctioned through the temple management, which says Srimad Bhagavatam class from Monday to Saturday till 9:15 a.m. including questions and answers, and Sunday till 10 a.m. Sunday feast class is different. Actually, once Dhananjay Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's earliest followers from London, one of his Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day program in Vrindavan, made a statement that he was asked to speak the whole Krishna conscious philosophy in a television program, and he was given just some, 10 minutes or something. So he told Prabhupada, "What is this?" They are told. He said, "Yes, if you can't speak the whole philosophy within 2 minutes, that means you don't know the philosophy." Something to that effect. The idea is, if you really know the philosophy, then you should be able to speak it out in one sentence if necessary, or for one millennium if necessary. So, we are discussing this morning from the dynasty of Puru, specifically Maharaj Bharat, the son of Dushmanta and Shakuntala, very famous. Even Kalidas has written Abhijnana Shakuntalam. So many, he has brought out the poetry form, very, very famous. She was the daughter of Vishwamitra, born out of Menaka, the heavenly damsel. Therefore, she was very, very beautiful. Now, herein, the qualities of Maharaj Bharat as the best of the Kshatriya kings, emperors, is very beautifully highlighted. It is described, na purvam na pari nripaha, Bharatasya mahat karma, the inconceivable, unparalleled activities of Maharaj Bharat, na purve na pari nripaha, na purve, na bhuto na bhavishyati, as we say, in the past or in the future, never ever can anyone actually imitate these activities. When he was a small child, he would play with tigers as some children play with cats. Some children are scared of cats also. He would just slap the tiger would run away. Very heavy built. So, as an ideal king, as an emperor, the administrative class, certain activities that he performed, one was charity. Shauryam tejo dhritihi daksham yuddhe chapi apalayanam danam ishwar bhavam cha kshatra karma svabhavajam. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita describes this activities of Kshatriya, and one of them is charity. Highly charitable. Giving elephants, along with tusks, not that the tusks were kept for himself, with golden ornaments. Now, decorating an elephant with golden ornaments is not easy. Subduing kings opposed to Vedic principles of Brahminical culture. Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulli, all this. Kirata, Hunan, all kinds of people. The Kiratas, the Hunas. Kirata, Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam, somewhere near Bihar and Chota Nagpur. Hunas are the Greeks. Yavanas, Paundras, Kankas, Khasas, Shakas, and the kings who were opposed to Vedic principle of Brahminical culture. He traveled all over and completely subdued them. Either defeated them, make them accept his policy, or killed them. No question of remaining alive if you don't follow. And for 27,000 years, rescuing and reclaiming wives and daughters of demigods captured by demons and imprisoned in the lower planetary systems, underground. So these women were captured by the powerful demons and kept captive helplessly. And he not only just rescued them, but actually returned them back and brought back the dignity. Not that you have been touched, now we completely forsake you. But actually rescued them because they were forcefully taken away. Not willingly did they go. And actually brought them back their dignity and returned them back to their original position. Provided all necessities for his subjects. All the necessities. Circulated his orders and distributed his soldiers in all directions. Again, 27,000 years, no one dared raise his head against him. And finally, after doing all this very successfully, there is a tendency that when you take control, there is a sense of attachment that you develop. Although having incomparable opulence, he retired, showing all these things eventually as an impediment in spiritual advancement. Yadyad acharati sreshtasthatade. Therefore, the kings in the past, because unless they show like that, how would the common men follow? The Sreshtha in society. Those who don't have anything, what is there to renounce? But those who have everything, opulence, wealth, power, control, and in the end, just letting go in a responsible way, handing it over and then just walking up, walking out, showing that, clearly showing that all this is okay as a duty, but then ultimately these things don't help you in the spiritual advancement. This is your contribution to the society. Finished. You have to prepare for yourself and in this way also set a glorious example. So in all these different ways, Maharaj Bharat set the most ideal example. Two kind of people can actually do these kind of activities. The Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. But in Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sambhavi, practically. Shudra means always lamenting. No culture, no spiritual understanding. Ashochan, Anvashochastvam, Pragyavadamsha, big scholars, big professors, But they don't understand the basics, as Prabhupada told Professor Kotowski. So what kind of professor of Indian religious studies or something? And he said that life finishes at the end of death. There is no life after death. Prabhupada was surprised and shocked at the level of the consciousness, development of consciousness of these kind of people who pass off as big scholars, politicians, etc., leaders of society. So there are two ways of doing it. One is making very, very perfect laws. Kshatriya. Kshati trayate iti kshatriya. One who protects people from the biggest loss. What is the loss? The loss of human form of life. Loss of human life to what? To lower tendencies and passions. Lust, envy, anger, etc. Sometimes even religion can pass off under these things. You can use that to actually pass it off. That's history. Since the beginning of creation, this is history. It's always happening. Daivasura Sangram. Always. All this has happened before. All this is happening now. And all this will continue to happen till the end of this creation. And bhutva bhutva praliyate. In between you have golden ages. And when do these golden ages manifest? And powerful kshatriyas who are guided by pure brahmanas, the administrative class guided by the pure intellectual class, who are trained in the Vedic principles of a Brahminical culture. What it means is basically emphasizing purification, purity of thought. Now, if you see in the recent past, Srila Prabhupada practically did the same thing. Practically did the same thing. All these things. He gave charity. What is the bigger? What is the biggest welfare activity? Biggest charity. Charity is relieving people of their distress. Right? Why do we give charity? We have something in excess. Therefore, we just kind of relieve. We want to relieve others of their distress. That's why we give charity. But sometimes it relieves them. If you give food, it solves their problem for the day. Give them medicine. Nature of body is to fall sick again. Of course, that doesn't mean we shouldn't do that. We do it nevertheless. But the highest charity is to give the highest benefit to the largest people for the longest time. Right? Think about it. Such high benefit that he doesn't have to come down again. Once you give charity, that person should never beg again. That is real charity. Give him such a big check that phir se kabhi kisi ke samne haath phailana na pade. That's charity. And not just only one person. If you give such a big check, that means you can't give to maybe 2-3 persons only. But to practically everyone and anyone. And this benefit for the longest time. Not for 2 years, after that, hari bol. And that is giving them Krishna consciousness. yad gatva na nivartante. Having achieved this, you will never have to come down again. And because you are watering the root of the tree, actually, knowingly, unknowingly, everyone in the whole creation is benefited. Universe is being benefited. Whether we know it or not, sometimes we wonder, how did we come? Somebody's prayers. Someone like Vasudev Dutt, somewhere in the corner, but praying for, ready to accept everyone's sinful reactions on himself, so that everyone is delivered. And that's how many get delivered, and they don't realize. Foolishly, it is foolish if they think that kuch kiya hoga pichle life mein koi acha kaam. Bhakti is not like that. It's not based on some good karma. So highest charity, subduing kings opposed to Vedic principles of Brahminical culture. Srila Prabhupada, like an emperor, literally, royally, traveled all over the planet 14 times. And anyone who came in front of him, any so-called religious head, any scholar, any philosopher, any professor of any branch of knowledge, and tried to present himself as something highly understandable, Srila Prabhupada clearly exposed the deficiencies and incompleteness of a philosophy, anything other than the highest philosophy of monotheistic Vaishnavism, basically talking of the personality of Godhead, the highest conception, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead and how everything is meant to. No one actually could stand in front of this presentation of the truth. So he was carrying the sword of knowledge and he actually defeated. Actually, this particular verse is very similar. He talks about Kirata, Hunan, Yavanan, Poundran, Kankan, Khasha, Anchakan, Abranyam. So that's what it says here. Here also it says Kirata, Hunandra, Pullinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumbha, Yavana, Khasadaya, Ye Anyecha Papa, and many others. Yad Upashraya Ashraya. If they take shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord, who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Padaya, who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of that connection, he can actually give shelter under his lotus. That's why he's called Prabhupada, under whose lotus feet all the so-called Prabhus, all the masters can also get shelter easily and completely. Shuddhyanti tasmai. So he did that. He actually defeated. Rescuing and reclaiming not just the wives but the husbands also. In Kali Yuga, everyone is so weak. Ultimately, everyone is Prakriti. Captured by the Purushas of Ahankara, everyone is completely conditioned souls, captive of Maya's energy, going directly to the headquarters at that time, New York. Really. Where Bhoga Aishwarya was prominent, most prominent. When I was in 8th standard, we had a lesson. And there the teacher, she said, no place so safe as under the nose of the enemy. Going right there, it's like Prahlad Maharaj preaching to all the demons right under the nose of Hiranyakashipu. And he reclaimed them actually and established their dignity as in their natural constitutional position as eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. Provided all necessities for his subjects. He didn't have anything, practically 40 rupees, 70-year-old person. But whoever actually came and took his shelter, he gave a process by which all their necessities were met. Not just the material alone, but even their spiritual necessities were fully met. Circulated his orders, his books, and distributed his soldiers in all directions. Practically, he didn't leave any of the continents. Within a short period of time, I mean, he was greater than Bharat Maharaj in that sense. Because he began this at the age of 70. Bharat Maharaj, you know, would have retired at the age of 70. You know. And Bharat had his whole army, Maharaj Bharat. Srila Prabhupada was alone. And he did it throughout his life. He did it in just 10 years. Prabhupada did it in just 10 years. Truly speaking, if we actually analyze, you know, we know what it means to be empowered. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. It's a fact also. Again. No one in the past, no one in the future. We may be able to do something. Just like first the radio was discovered by someone. Afterwards so many models may come. But the first pioneering effort, that's most important. Although having incomparable opulence, he retired, showing them as an impediment in spiritual advancement. Not only he showed an exemplary life of how to live in this world in the perfect way, but also gave the final lesson. While doing all of these things, fully, responsibly, simultaneously, right time to withdraw, make sure that the succession is there, and then go ahead with showing a much more higher lesson, the real lesson, and that is the examination at the time of death. So we find here in Srila Prabhupada's life such a So it's not that Bhagavatam is just bygone days. It's all impractical. According to time, place and situation, lifespan may vary, geographical areas may vary, powers may vary, movement may vary. But the principles of people's needs, that remains the same. That's parampara. Parampara is like the current. You touch it and you get the same result as you get at the source. How Srila Prabhupada's mercy is actually brought it alive. Today's situation is very, very bad. Forget about inspiring leadership. It's very disheartening. Every moment you pick up a newspaper, some scandal at the top level, some scam. So disheartening. Especially for those who have no understanding of spiritual life. Where is the source of inspiration? What is the purpose of? Therefore we see so many suicides. And the whole system is designed to force you to take up dishonest ways and means. There is no facility to encourage honest people to remain honest. In such a situation, the hope actually, that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, there's only one problem, lack of Krishna consciousness. Only one solution, Krishna consciousness. But the biggest challenge is actually how do we present it? How do we present it in parampara in a way that people can relate to and accept. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, yeah. The system of caste or varnashram dharma is no longer regular even amongst the so-called followers of the system. Nor is it now possible to re-establish the institutional function of the present context of social, political and economic revolution. Without any reference to the particular custom of a country, one can be accepted to the Vaishnava cult spiritually, and there is no hindrance in the transcendental process. So by the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita can be preached all over the world, reclaiming all the persons willing to accept the transcendental cult. Such cultural propaganda by the devotees will certainly be accepted by all persons who are reasonable and inquisitive, without any particular bias for the custom of the country. The Vaishnavas never accept another Vaishnava on the basis of birthright, just as he never thinks of the deity of the Lord in a temple as an idol. And to remove all doubts in this connection, Srila Shukadeva Goswami has invoked the blessings of the Lord, who is all-powerful, Prabhavishnave Namaha. As the all-powerful Lord accepts the humble service of his devotee in devotional activities of his Archana, his form as a worshipable deity in the temple. Similarly, the body of a pure Vaishnava changes transcendently at once when he gives himself up to the service of the Lord and is trained by a qualified Vaishnava. The injunction of Vaishnava regulation in this connection runs as follows, Arche Vishnaru. The conclusion is that the Lord, being all powerful, can under any and every circumstance accept anyone from any part of the world, either personally or through his bona fide manifestation as a spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya accepted many devotees from communities other than the Varnashramites, and he himself declared to teach us that he does not belong to any caste or social order of life, but that he is an eternal servant of the Lord who maintains the damsels of Vrindavan, Lord Krishna. That is the way of self-realization. So following in the footsteps of our founder Acharya, who has in every possible way established the perfect example by Krishna's inconceivable mercy for all time to come, we can take inspiration. Otherwise, there is a tendency to be overwhelmed by the conditions prevailing in this world. It has very strong influence on our mindset. We can easily be bewildered and deviated and diverted. So here is a process. The process is very simple. We have to accept it as it is, deeply understand, maturely try to understand this under the lotus feet of a self-realized soul, and then dedicate our lives without second thought. And these calls, just like Advaitacharya, Srivas coming together and crying out, seems this situation seems very helpless. Srila Prabhupada also went to Shantipur, and right at that particular place where Advaita prayed, he was also making those prayers that Krishna, make me dance. Nimitta Matra. Krishna can make. Ultimately his will be done. What is the point in going against his will? Even if we take just one step, but according to the will of the Lord, That's better than a million steps according to our whims and fancies, which will be the real thing. Then Krishna can empower and do amazing things. And all of these things that Maharaj Bharat did for the welfare, at least in a small way, we will be able to render for others. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments, clarifications? Yeah. Can you pass the mic?
Hello? Hello? जिस प्रकार गर्मी में राहत, गर्मी के अंदर स्कॉर्चिंग हीट में राहत मिलती है एसी से, उनका नाम भी एसी भक्ति विधात है, जो संसार की दावनल से राहत दिलाता है।
हमारा डीसी चल रहा है हृदय में, वो एसी लगाते हैं। धन्यवाद। Any other comments or? I'm before time, 4 minutes to go. I'm not in a hurry. All right, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanandi.